What about the side effects and toxicity?
Well, I think the one thing that many of us have to be prepared for with bevacizumab is that it's not quite as simple a drug to incorporate as some of the other targeted agents that we've dealt with in the last few years. And for breast cancer docs, what I really mean is trastuzumab, which essentially required that we be aware of cardiac toxicity and maybe the occasional hypersensitivity type reaction. But aside from that, it's been a very well-tolerated drug. With bevacizumab, in part based on the patient populations where it was developed before, and in part based on its specific toxicity profile, one has to think about a variety of additional issues. For example, there has been a relative contraindication to the drug for patients with central nervous system metastases. I have to say, it's not clear that that's rational. And in fact, the drug's being used to treat brain tumors, which just sort of begs the question whether we should really be worried about this for our patients at all. Nevertheless, it's right now standard practice to screen breast cancer patients to exclude brain metastases before initiating the drug. What to do with patients with stable brain metastases or previously treated brain metastases who have done well, that's a difficult question right now. Another toxicity that one has to be aware of is the proteinuria, which has to be monitored and does require dose adjustments at times. And finally, the thing that's the most real day-to-day toxicity for clinicians is the hypertension, which is a real phenomenon and is seen in a sizable number of the patients. And for many medical oncologists who may not practice so much general internal medicine, this requires a little refreshing of their abilities to manage hypertension.
What about stroke and arterial events?
There seems to be an increased risk for these things related possibly to the thromboembolic consequences of the drug or to the hypertension. It's hard to be sure.
From a practical perspective, what kind of a history and a patient would get you to hesitate in terms of from that perspective?
Well, this sort of recapitulates the issue of heart failure and trastuzumab for me. In the stage 4 setting, we're dealing with patients who have an incurable disease. And frankly, I don't have so much hesitation with regard to trying bevacizumab if these patients are stable with well-controlled blood pressure, even if they have a past history of a thromboembolic event, if they've been anticoagulated successfully.
What about actual side effects?
I don't believe that there really is any acute quality of life type toxicity for patients.